In the clinical features, it has a very distinct clinical picture, because in this similar kind of erythematous plaques, which are scaly and they are studded with the sterile pustules, but it begins at the tip of the digits. In the palmoplantar pustulosis, we saw that it was most commonly present at the thenar eminence and then the hypothenar and the center of the palm, and very less commonly present at the digits. But here the disease itself is beginning at the tip of the digits, which is most commonly involved in the fingers than the toes. So at the tip of the fingers, we can see that there will be erythematous scaly lesions which are studded with the sterile pustules. So when the tip of the digits will be involved, so the nail and the nail fold will also be involved. The nail will be dystrophic and may be completely destroyed as well. There is a proximal extension of the lesion which may extend to involve the other digits and the rest of the hand as well. So we can say that this proximal extension and the involvement of the rest of the skin is the rule. The proximal edge of the lesion is characterized by undetermined epidermis, irregular, and may also be preceded by a line of vesicular pustules. When the scale is removed, it reveals brighter red glazed surface, which is sore and painful digit. Slow proximal extension is the rule, but it may take several years. Eventually, the other digits may also be involved. It may lead to complete destruction of the nail plate. Bone changes can also occur because of the underlying bony involvement characterized by osteolysis of the tuft of the digits, which may lead to the tapering of the digits, and the digit may become wasted, resembling scleroderma. Because the digits will be involved, so the circulation may also be affected, leading to greatest discomfort seen in the winter season or during the cold weather. It may evolve into generalized pustular psoriasis, especially in the elderly.